Audience, what's the name of this quiz show?
And the only clue you had was the familiar sound of the Kendall Hall bell here on the campus at the University of Tulsa.
The fact that KWGS was made possible by a gift to the University of Tulsa from W.G. Skelly, founder of KVOO, it has been our privilege to cooperate with the Radio University of Tulsa in such projects as joint presentation of the Going to College quiz series,
the hour-long first semifinal contest of the 1947-48 series.
This is the transcribed radio classroom series, a course in which members of the KWGS listening audience are enrolled for full college credit.
The University of Tulsa radio chorus cast a weather eye at Old Buttermilk Sky.
Old Buttermilk Sky.
My name is Edward Dumit. At that time, the station was completely student-operated, except for the faculty member who was the manager of the station.
KWGS players,
Johnny Appleseed.
I'm bound for Illinois, such land was never known.
So the students were getting experience as program director, chief announcer, music director, and a bunch of others. Now, the music director part was planning all of the classical music programs. Then Gary Chu was the manager of the radio station at the time that the conversion was made to public radio, NPR.
Good morning. Israel and the Palestine Liberation Organization sign a peace agreement today. I'm Bob Edwards.
Here were the engineers saying, do not launch the shuttle tomorrow. It's too cold. Wait till the
And so, my fellow American females, I urge you to hold the line. Don't buy. The mini will die.
NPR's Nina Totenberg.
That's the news from Lake Wobegon, where all the women are strong, all the men are good-looking, and all the children are above average.
From WAMU in Washington, I'm Diane Rehm.
Is your husband around?
You want me to go get him?
Will he talk to us?
Oh, my.
Is he in, like, the gun room or something?
This is a great story. The Times reporter Ken Vogel was having lunch when he noticed Ty Cobb. That's both the president's personal lawyer and the restaurant's signature salad.
This is Fresh Air. I'm Terry Gross. My guest may have been your favorite Beatle, Paul McCartney. First news.
At 6:30, drizzle, fog, 54 degrees. Good morning. I'm John Durkin.
Until we get reform for this police department in Tulsa, Oklahoma.
Shelby says when Crutcher reached inside his car window for what she believed was a gun, she shot him.
32-foot camper sitting on this side, on the south side, is on the west side now.
Health care and public safety are listed priorities. Marshall Stewart.
Matt Trotter, KWGS News.
Stay with us. I'm Neil Conan. It's the Talk of the Nation from NPR News.
And now, from the Canes Ballroom in Tulsa, Oklahoma, the building where Western Swing grew up, it's time for a special two-hour live broadcast of Swing on This.
I'm Scott Gregory. Welcome to All This Jazz here on Public Radio 89.5.
Welcome to Folk Salad, Certified Organic Music. I'm Scott Aycock.
And I'm Richard Higgs. Thanks for joining us this evening.
Welcome to Studio Tulsa. I'm John Schumann with Medical Monday. Imagine conducting a science experiment.
This is Science Friday. I'm Ira Flatow.
Scott Horsley, NPR News.
Watch. NPR has created a worldwide community of listeners.
It's sort of corny, but I think that's because what happens here every day, among other things, just has more heart.
McCain walked down to the floor, extended his arm, and gave a thumbs down.
Well, that's Studio Tulsa for today. Our program is produced and edited by Scott Gregory. I'm Rich Fisher. Thanks for listening.